lunch break, the time now 8:45. Former social workers in Islington have joined victims of child abuse there in criticising the appointment of Margaret Hodge as the new Minister for Children. Mrs Hodge was leader of Islington Council during a series of child abuse scandals. The Conservative Shadow Minister for Children, Eleanor Lang, will be raising the matter in the Commons today.
The question is whether Margaret Hodge is a suitable person to be Minister for Children with all the enormous responsibility that that carries when she has shown from her past conduct that she isn't up to that responsibility.
When I spoke to Margaret Hodge yesterday, she told me that every report of child abuse was dealt with.
Whenever an allegation of something going wrong was brought to my attention, we investigated it, including, of course, the allegations that were brought to us by the Standard. In some instances, where it was appropriate, we called in the police.
The two social workers have now insisted that that is not their recollection of events. One of them, Liz Davies, spoke to me earlier.
We did put in an enormous amount of work in the local neighbourhood office, but we were really forbidden from pursuing our investigations to the extent that we needed to.
Why?
I wish I understood why. It's a question I can't help but ask, really. We know senior managers, counsellors, why did they have to silence myself and my colleagues and the children who were abused?
Well, let's get it straight. What were you warning of?
Well, we were very clear from April 1990 that we were concerned about a sex ring operating with children within the local community, but also within the care system. And we asked for some help with that because our team was quite exhausted with the amount and volume of the work that there was. So we asked for some youth workers to be reallocated within the borough to our office.
And did you make this concern known to Margaret Hodge?
Yes, it was put in the Neighbourhood Forum report. We were senior officers who had to report once a month to the Neighbourhood Forum, which she attended because she was the local councillor for our area.
And what was her response?
Her response was to be very critical about our request for resources, but we weren't asking for resources. We were asking for a reallocation of existing resources.
So what did she say? What was her argument?
Well, it was the memo was in the Standard yesterday that, you know, it was inappropriate to be asking for an increase, you know, at the time of budget restraint.
Did you complain about that?
Well, that was the beginning, really, of you know, us working very hard to collate more information. I did about 15 reports profiling alleged abusers, known abusers, children who were known to be involved, children who were possibly involved, and we presented those to senior managers from then onwards, really, for the next 2 years.
And in a lot of cases, these were children who were being abused by council employees.
Well, over the years, a lot of things were not properly investigated, so they remained at the level of suspicion, which is what was so worrying, because some of them may well still be within the care system.
Now, you and others kept warning Mrs. Hodge, Margaret Hodge, and other councillors about your concerns.
Well, as a senior social worker, I was continually writing reports, and I know that a policy group was set up by the Area Child Protection Committee, because I was working with people from all the other agencies, and they were equally concerned and raised it within their agencies, and this was taken to high level within the borough. I don't know what Margaret Hodge was, what information she was given. I'm not party to that. I wasn't at a level where I liaised with Margaret Hodge.
But you know, in some instances, you talk about this neighbourhood forum, you did warn her personally, so you know she was aware of the concern.
Definitely, back in April 1990.
Which was before it became public knowledge,
That was about 2 years before, yes. And we were working very closely with the police at that time. I know she says she brought the police in, but we were already working very closely with the police.
What else could she do, though? I mean, as she says, she responds to every allegation, and as you say, the police were brought in.
Yeah, I think we should have had solid support from the senior officers at council level and, you know, within the management of the social service department and across all the agencies. We all needed the support of our manager. We were dealing with extremely serious cases of child abuse, child sexual abuse, physical abuse, abductions. This is just about as serious as you can get in child protection terms. So we shouldn't have had to continue to work quietly and undercover, which is what we had to do.
She says it's easy to say these sort of things with the benefit of hindsight. There was a limited recognition and understanding of these issues at the time.
Well, I really contest that. We'd already had various inquiries taking place by then. I'd certainly learnt from the experience of King Cora. There was Castle Hill, and there was other inquiries. So The children at Softshall came in 1989. We had working together procedures for safeguarding children. So the profile of child protection was very high, and we were following these guidelines very, very carefully.
What do you make of the fact that she's now Minister for Children?
Well, I'm very worried about it. I don't think she's the right person for the job. What message does it give? I mean, we've got survivors who are now adults coming forward who've never before spoken out because they're opposing this appointment. And I think it's my professional responsibility to have the courage to be open and support them. And I think this is the time for speaking out, and anyone with a conscience should be doing so.
Liz Davies, many thanks. Well, we approached Margaret Hodge last night to respond to what Liz Davies had to say. She issued a statement which insisted that allegations about individual cases were dealt with extreme seriousness, and where appropriate, the police were brought in, including the specific allegations in the London Evening Standard. It would have been totally inappropriate for me as leader to deal with individual cases or allegations. My job in an extremely difficult financial climate, where central government were cutting budgets year on year, was to try to ensure that social services staff were adequately resourced. That was the response from Albert Butler.
It's now 8 minutes to 9, time for our world press review. Today comes from Iran, where the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency